The American people have now spoken, but it's going to take a little while to determine exactly what they said. President Bill Clinton, as votes were being recounted in Florida to decide the outcome of the presidential election. That is one of the notable quotes from around the world included in the World Almanac and Book of Facts 2001. Good afternoon, I'm Celeste Quinn. In this portion of the afternoon magazine, we talk with Lori Wiesenfeld, managing editor for the World Almanac and Book of Facts 2001. Hi, Lori.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
This election must have made you folks nuts at the World Almanac.
Oh, it wasn't exactly what we had planned. It made us a little crazy because we generally published a few days after the election during an election year. So, yeah, it wasn't exactly what we hoped for.
So did you hold off hoping that the results would be in?
Well, we made a decision that we would just go ahead with our publication date as scheduled because we figured our millions of loyal readers were waiting for their World Almanac. And they would find out the name of the president some other way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we would all know that for sure. And in the meantime, you've got lots of wonderful quotes from the election season in the almanac, including, "You mean to tell me, Mr. Vice President, you're retracting your concession?" Very nice, very nice.
Well, then, of course, there's the famous response to that quotation. You don't have to be snippy about it.
That, of course, from Al Gore. How long has the World Almanac been around?
It was first published in 1868. It's been around for 133 years.
Hmm. And putting it together, where do you begin?
Well, it is absolutely a complete year-long process. We've already started working on the 2002 edition, and it amounts to collecting information throughout the year, updating all the tables, coming up with new ideas for new features for the next edition. So it's a year-long process of a lot of people using their brains all year long.
Yeah. What's your role as managing editor?
My role is coming up with the new ideas, overseeing everything that will go into the book. So just basically kind of overlooking and keeping track of everything going on.
Mm-hmm. What at a minimum does the almanac have to cover? Are there things in there that you want to have in there year after year after year?
Well, there's definitely a lot of stuff that is seen in the almanac every year. Certainly things like the election coverage would be in there, and then, you know, obviously that would be something new, but then there's information such as world history. Well, of course, that's generally going to be in there the same way as the year before. So, you know, you get your whole wide variety of topics. Even like this year we have a new feature, It's a Fact, and then we'll have continuous things like census data going back to 1790. So we get a variety of new and old.
Yeah. One of my favorite features is the offbeat news stories.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites too.
Yeah. Let's share a couple of these with the audience. One of the most offbeat, I thought, was this family in Michigan that saved their pennies, literally, for close to a quarter century. All those pennies added up to $10,000.
Right. They thought it would be kind of cool to see what would a million of something look like, and it turned out to be a million pennies is more than $10,000 that they had there. And they donated that money to their church to help pay for a new addition onto it.
Yeah. And all those pennies weigh 2.5 tons.
Yeah, it's a lot of space that must have taken up as well.
I wonder how they, you know, how did they store them? How did they get them out of the house, or where did they have them?
That part I don't know. That must have taken up, I would say, at least a room, you know?
Yeah, at least. Other offbeat stories that you enjoyed this year?
Well, my favorite is the story about the lobster. You might have heard this one in the news. A man in Wisconsin had received a gift from a friend of his of a complete lobster dinner, and when he saw the lobster still alive, he decided he couldn't bring himself to eat it. So he called the Humane Society, and they agreed to take the lobster from him, and they named him Luther, and they arranged his transportation back home to Rhode Island. So, you know, the idea is these are stories that won't make it onto the front page of your newspaper, but they're certainly, they have the human interest factor to them.
Yeah. Also, a feature in the book that's pretty interesting is for folks who are interested in genealogy just getting started, there's a starter guide.
Right. That was a new feature that we added this year, which I think is really pretty interesting because we found out that about 60% of Americans really are interested in tracing their roots. So we thought it'd be a good addition to the book. And essentially what we have presented is information on really where to get started and how to go about doing this if you don't really have any idea where you would begin. So, you know, it's a one-page essay. It gives you ideas of how to do this, perhaps on the internet, and which agencies would be the ones to contact for this.
Yeah. There's so much in an almanac. Do you have any idea of how many features or how many facts are in this volume?
Well, we go with basically hundreds of thousands. That's the standard response to that.
Nobody has to count them.
Well, I wouldn't want that job. I guess if you do the math, there's over 1,000 pages, 1,008 pages, and if you can count up what's on each page and do some multiplication. But again, I wouldn't want that job.
Yeah. Now, how does the World Almanac and Book of Facts 2001 compare with other almanacs in print?
You mean our competitors?
Yeah.
Well, ours is certainly the best-selling one. It's the
sure.
one that people are most familiar with, and after doing some studies on this, we know that the World Almanac has most information, the most up-to-date information, and we've certainly been around the longest.
The longest history. And finally here, before we go, you have a feature in the World Almanac where you're looking ahead to the 2000 census, the results of the 2000 census. Anything that you can tell us about in way of a little preview about what we might expect? Will there be surprises?
Well, the 2000 census, the first information was just starting to come out at the end of December, and that was the information on the reapportionment for the United States House of Representatives. What we do have in the almanac is basically an introduction written by the director of the Census Bureau, and it will give information on how the census was conducted and information on, you know, the actual census forms itself. As far as surprises, well, we're still waiting to hear what the surprises are going to be. We know there were some changes in the House, so those might be surprises for people who are gaining or losing seats in their different representation.
Yeah. Well, Illinois, I don't know that it was much of a surprise, but we're losing one district, one congressional district.
Yeah, so. It seems that people are moving south and west.
Yep. Well, I don't know why they'd want to do that.
I don't either. We like it up here in the north.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you very much for talking with us this afternoon.
Well, thank you very much.
And good luck with next year's almanac.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Managing editor for the World Almanac and Book of Facts 2001, Lori Wiesenfeld. This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580.